Homeless people in Columbus often congregate into homeless camps, spaces that house up to 12 people. But city leaders say that these camps are fragmenting, making the issue harder to tackle. Behind gas stations, near highways, and beside railroad tracks, homeless advocates from outreach groups like Mary Haven know where to find homeless campers.
Brian, this is Mary Haven. Hi, how you doing?
Outreach specialist Brandon Curry is greeted with a warm welcome at a homeless camp next to a railroad track in Franklinton. It's home to about 10 people.
I help with housing, actually. You interested in housing?
Yeah.
4 days a week, Curry is out and about building relationships with the city's homeless, setting up appointments to apply for birth certificates, social security cards, and housing. Equipped with a cooler of ice water, bus passes, and appointment cards, he's hoping to help someone get one step closer to being off the streets today. He sets up Rusty Scott, whom he met for the first time during this visit, for a housing appointment next week.
You go to Grove Street?
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow at Grove Street. We'll do that.
But people don't always show up to these appointments. Lori Novotny became homeless a year ago after friends staying with her made off with her car. And Brandon says he's set up about 8 appointments with her.
I'm going to go see Brandon here at Mary Haven and see if we can't get ourselves in there, because that's been a thing trying to get there to go.
Curry estimates this is about one of 25 larger camps around Columbus. He says more people are opting for smaller camps of 2 or 3.
You group together, then you're likely to, you know, get found out about the city, and people have this idea that the city just came to tear it down.
The fear is not unfounded. Columbus homeless advocacy liaison Emerald Hernandez works with advocates like Mary Haven. They're the boots on the ground while she's on the administrative end.
How large is the camp? What are we seeing in the camp? What's the interaction with the camp, with its, you know, surrounding neighbors, things like that.
These are questions the city asks before pinpointing a camp for removal, a process that takes up to a year. Hernandez says it's impossible to know the exact number of camps because the homeless population is transient.
First push is to get them into housing, either, you know, shelter, housing, somewhere, but it is a process, so it takes time.
That was the case with a camp just north of the Scioto Autobahn Metro Park near downtown. It was bulldozed at the end of May. Its 60 residents were given about a year to leave, but only a few moved into shelters.
We saw an astronomical amount of propane tanks, and we can't have, you know, a wall of propane tanks, which is kind of what we had, and that's why ODOT chose to step in.
More than 1,000 propane tanks littered the property, and last April, someone was murdered at the camp. And it's not just safety concerns. Trent Smith directs the Franklinton Board of Trade, an association of local businesses. He and others want camps along McKinley Avenue gone.
It's just kind of a chronic and pervasive issue that we're just trying to get a handle on for the long term.
He was successful in helping push for the removal of a camp along State Route 315 and Broad Street.
But that does not necessarily mean that they won't come back, because it's where they're familiar with. It's quote-unquote home.
Smith isn't sure what the solution is, but he says businesses need a place at the table.
But we really need to start addressing it now, because if we're going to have development come farther west on Broad Street, which we absolutely anticipate, and we're starting to see that happen now, we're going to have to address this issue in some kind of a comprehensive way.
Any comprehensive solutions would take a lot of work. A January headcount said there were about 1,700 homeless people in Franklin County. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.